This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Navigating Divine Providence, a critical examination of five views, Provisionism, Arminianism, Calvinism, Molinism, and Open Theism. This paper explores one of the most important and complex questions in theology. How does God's sovereign will relate to human freedom? I walk through five major views that attempt to answer that question, each with their own strengths, weaknesses, and theological implications. Provisionism emphasizes human responsibility and God's universal offer of grace. Arminianism introduces prevenient grace, preserving libertarian free will while affirming divine foreknowledge. Calvinism stresses God's exhaustive sovereignty, affirming compatibilist freedom and unconditional election. Pantheism offers a dynamic relational model, claiming the future is genuinely open, even to God. But at the heart of this study is a robust defense of Molinism. I present Molinism not only as a philosophical model but as a deeply pastoral one, grounded in God's omniscience, love, and desire that the maximum number of people freely come to salvation. Through middle knowledge, Molinism affirms that God sovereignly orchestrates human freedom, working all things together for good without violating the will of the creature. The final sections also address common objections to Molinism, such as soft determinism and philosophical complexity, and respond with a vision of providence that honors both divine sovereignty and genuine relationship. I conclude with a personal reflection on how Molinism has helped me understand why God would create a world where some reject him because through their choices, others are drawn to him in ways only God could orchestrate. If you've ever asked how God's plan includes your choices or how to reconcile divine control with real human freedom, this paper provides a theological map for navigating that terrain with both depth and clarity. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!